cybersecurity incidents are up 15% over the past year. You can learn more about that. It's our top story on federalnewsradio.com this afternoon. So now the Office of Management and Budget is ramping up pressure on agencies to develop and use smart identification cards for employees. Randy Vanderhoof is executive director of the Smart Card Alliance and looking at ways to stay out in front of the Office of Management and Budget's guidance. Thanks for coming on. As always, Randy, it's great to talk to you again. What are some holdups to what my colleague Jason Miller's article lists as the issues with full and robust HSPD 12 card implementation? Thanks for coming on today, Randy.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me. So, you know, the OMB announcement, you know, illustrates that they are very strongly committed to cybersecurity and to using the federal PIV credentials that are issued as a way to combat that. And they have the power to issue policy, but they really haven't been able to effectively enforce those policies. So that's why, as Jason's article points out, we've seen a fairly slow uptake of the use of those credentials in the federal enterprise in order to use them for the two-factor authentication that's required to prevent the kind of cyber fraud that we're so worried about.
So I started at Federal News Radio, Randy, not long after Karen Evans initially released the HSPD 12 guidelines and so on, at the very beginning of all of this. We're here now. Several deadlines have come and gone. You saw Jason's report on what OMB found as far as uptake goes. I can't believe that we haven't seen a dramatic forward motion in technology between, 2005, 2006, and today. How is the smart card, the ID card business different today than it was 8, 9, 10 years ago?
Well, the technology has really moved from very proprietary, single-sourced, siloed solutions to the chip technology that's being deployed today is more commercial off-the-shelf solutions with multiple suppliers and good industry standards. What is still lacking is a uniform way in which we can apply the standard-based card technology to be able to interface with the very customized and siloed designs of the IT infrastructure that those cards are intended to be used in.
What does that mean for somebody who's at an agency who's trying to deploy them and planning a strategy for a rollout of next-gen cards?
So the cards are already in place, and that's really the success story that we have in our federal enterprise, is that we've issued these cards to all of the employees to protect their physical access as well as be used for the cybersecurity effects. But what we've not seen is a progressive effort by the agencies to update those IT infrastructures. And I think it's really comes down to competing priorities, because they are, you know, dealing with other issues like, you know, mobile, bring your own device changes, cloud services migration that they have to be paying attention to. And so the changes that they have to make on their way in which they authenticate the federal employees to access those systems, you know, are competing for very limited resources and time in order to get those implemented. So what we're seeing is the pain and challenge it is of trying to move very large-scale initiatives at a pace that we all are hoping for. But, you know, unfortunately, we have to limit the successes to where we can make the best progress.
Randy Vanderhoof's executive director of the Smart Card Alliance. I noted as I read Jason's story and then went and looked at the FSMA report that there's not really any definitive instructions, anything stronger than guidance, to tell an agency what they should or shouldn't do, what they should or shouldn't prioritize in order to make progress on this. As I thought more about it, I thought that could either be a blessing or a curse. I mean, is there? Do you have a sense of which it might be, whether the government would benefit from having more, I guess, forceful is the best word I can come up with, guidance or having requirements? Or is it better that they have some latitude to be able to figure out the paths and set the priorities budget-wise on their own, do you think?
Well, as you know, the CIO Council-led FICAM effort has really been working very hard over the last few years to establish the architecture that could be used across all federal agencies so that as they implement changes in their IT systems, they're doing so with a common vision in mind in terms of how those networks are going to be secured. It's going to take time and you know, time we don't necessarily can afford because the rate of threats on cybersecurity are escalating and the sophistication of those attacks are increasing. So something has to change. We have to move from the policy statements and the rhetoric about we're committed to a plan to actually setting really concrete timelines and guidelines for compliance that then can be measured and tested. And I think that's probably the next step that we need to move to see significant progress in this area.
Now, maybe I'm reading too much into your comments, Randy, but I would probably hear what you're saying as being more of a stick than a carrot. Is that a fair read on my part?
I don't know what carrots you can really lay out to an agency when it's really going to be a cost to protect against an unknown threat. So I do think that there needs to be more of a stick from a perspective of saying, you know, here are the guidelines, here are the policies, submit your plans, and then, you know, there has to be some consequences if those plans are not met. And right now I haven't seen a uniform approach to that coming from OMB, but hopefully that's what this next initiative is going to lead to.
How can I, if I'm in that position where I'm trying to, where I'm looking at this and I see this coming over the horizon, and I know it's something now because it's been laid out as a big OMB priority that I'm going to be asked about and I'm going to have to report on, how do I go about saying, you know what, I don't want to just be one step ahead of the boulder, I want to be two steps ahead of the boulder or three. How do I leverage the technology that you talked about that's transitioned to COTS to work for me and to help me stay ahead of where OMB is going to push me to go?
Well, there's probably more than one strategy for this, and depending on the agencies, it will vary. But, you know, my feeling has always been to start small and then build on success. So I believe what agencies should be looking at are specific networks within their system, perhaps those networks that are the most vulnerable or the ones that require the most attention against the potential of threat, and try to implement some small-scale solution that can be tested and then used on a larger scale moving forward across the rest of the enterprise. But doing nothing because it's just too big of a problem to solve all at one time is not a strategy. And if you can't do it all in one shot, then breaking it down into smaller, manageable pieces and showing progress based on those experiences, I think, is a great way to move forward.